From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Michael Mahar is reporting for ABC News 10. The U.S. Department of Labor has announced its Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, issued citations at three Amazon warehouses across the country, one of them located in Castleton, Rensselaer County. The company has been accused of failing to keep its workers safe. OSHA delivered hazard alert letters to each location and has proposed almost $47,000 in penalties for the violations found at the Castleton facility. The two other locations in Aurora, Colorado and Nampa, Idaho were also fined. OSHA investigators allege that Amazon exposed their warehouse workers to a high risk of low back injuries and other musculoskeletal disorders. Workers were deemed at risk based on how frequently employees must lift packages and other items, the heavy weight of the items handled by workers, the awkwardly twisting, bending, and extending movements needed to lift items, and the long hours required to complete assigned tasks. Doug Parker, the Assistant Secretary of OSHA, explained, and I quote, "Amazon's operating methods are creating hazardous work conditions and processes leading to serious worker injuries. They need to take these injuries seriously and implement a company-wide strategy to protect their employees from these well-known and preventable hazards," end quote. Read the full story at news10.com. Janet Gramza is reporting for the Buffalo News. A federal judge in New York has refused to lift an injunction barring the state from issuing retail cannabis licenses in western New York and four other regions statewide. U.S. District Judge Gary Sharp ruled on January 30th, upholding his November 11th injunction against the state's conditional dispensary program after a Michigan company complained it was discriminatory. The decision means the injunction will continue to stop the state from issuing dispensary licenses to applicants in the Finger Lakes, Central New York, Western New York, Mid-Hudson, and Brooklyn regions. Sharp issued the injunction last fall after Michigan-based Verisite NY1 challenged the State Office of Cannabis Management's rule to give preference for dispensary licenses to state residents who had been convicted of a cannabis crime. Verisite is 51% owned by a person with a cannabis conviction in Michigan and no real connection to New York. But the company alleges that the OCM rule violates a federal policy called the Dormant Commerce Clause, which prevents states from passing legislation designed to bar imports or exports of legal goods to or from other states. Read the full story in the Buffalo News. Clarence Fanto is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. Tanglewood has announced the lineup for its 2023 season, which kicks off June 22nd. This year, the Boston Symphony Orchestra celebrates its 85th season in Lenox, Massachusetts, with an 8-week schedule including music by 28 living composers and 48 musicians and artists making their debuts either with the orchestra or for the first time at its summer home. Led Zeppelin lead singer Robert Plant will make his Tanglewood debut alongside bluegrass country singer and violinist Alison Krauss under the Koussevitzky Music Shed on July 2nd. They are touring the U.S. in support of their new release, Raising the Roof. The schedule also features multiple appearances by celebrities John Williams, Yo-Yo Ma, and James Taylor. The season will also see Anna Racatina lead her final concert as BSO assistant conductor. The young musicians of the Tanglewood Music Center's Summer Academy will perform in the Shed and Ozawa Hall, and the Music Center's orchestra, conducted by Susan Mollekin, will be on stage for the traditional season-ending concert featuring Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. In addition to Plant and Krauss, performances in the Popular Artist Series include NPR's popular quiz show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the Steve Miller Band with Bruce Hornsby, and the Noisemakers and Train. Tickets go on sale March 9th, and you can read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button. to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.